The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
To the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show on Twitter, ETHOS Pelicans. Go and give us a follow. We're loving the support at the moment, and we've done it again. Not only did the Pelicans defeat the Washington Wizards at home on a Thanksgiving Eve, we also had the biggest month for the show. So thank you all, and we're still going. We've still got 5 more days. So thank you all for listening in and giving us all of your support, and we're loving it. Considering the team success typically dictates how much people want to listen, I appreciate the support, and you know, the show going from strength to strength is all thanks to you listeners. So thanks very much. It's a good enough Thanksgiving present to me. I appreciate it. So, we did it. The Pelicans have done it. They defeat the Washington Wizards 127-102. Siren to siren, they give them a touch up. And we played with pace. We played with excitement. We moved the ball. We didn't turn the ball over. It was... we've talked about it all season, that we have such a slim margin for error. And Willie Green talks about it in his post-games. The guys, the players say, you know, we only have so much margin for error. This was one of those games that we could do no wrong. It was honestly a really, really good game. The guys played exactly how they were meant to play. And I'm really proud of the efforts that they came with today. So before we get into breaking down all of the stats and doing a post-game, we will thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. Get yourself a 100% deposit match. Always a good little deal there if you want to go and do some gambling. Of course, gamble responsibly. Don't chase your losses and all that sort of jazz. Look after yourselves when you're having a bit of a punt. And also... Manscaped.com, HoopBall20, HOOPBALL20, will give you 20% off and free shipping, and there's plenty going on over there. I'm having a look at the website right as we speak, and they have some great deals. Black Friday sale, 25% off at the moment, entire website and free shipping, so you know, double free shipping, and it's actually not a bad little discount there already, so go and check that out. There's plenty going on. And if you want to use our code, well, tell them HoopBall sent you and look after yourselves. Get yourself a shaver and get everyone a shaver. Why not? Treat yourselves. It's the festive season.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're into it. Pelicans win, Pelicans win, Pelicans win. You say it all those times and still doesn't sink in. Fantastic effort all around. Devontae Graham came back from his sore left foot. He did play to a bit of a minutes limit, but otherwise was very good. He only played 21 minutes on the night, and you can only do that because the backups played really well as well. Great addition to have him back. I mean, he's a guy that stretches the floor, he pushes a pace, and he understands how to run an offense. And I think we really struggled, for the most part, with Satoransky in the starting lineup in having the offense started quickly, having the pace controlled, and also making the right read. And I think Devontae does that a lot better than any of the other guards that we have. I think Kyra is going to get there, particularly in the way he's been playing recently. But, you know, Satoransky, he is what it is. And I don't think he's a starting guard in this league. And having your actual point guard back, it definitely helps. So it was great to have Devontae back. 72 first half points. It's the most points we scored in any half this season. You wouldn't read about it. Everything was going in. It was fantastic. 22-point halftime lead, particularly on the halftime buzzer beater from Josh Hart. He heaved it from half court. Bertans decided he was going to foul him for some unknown reason. The bloke had the biggest brain fart I've ever heard or ever seen, and the ball went in. So it was a 4-point play with half a second left, and not bad at all from Josh. He liked it. You can check that out. I think the Pelicans Twitter shared it out. I'll probably retweet it at some point. 41% from three. And we forced 19 turnovers. Yeah, it's not us that did it for once. We took care of the ball for the whole game. The whole game. Brace yourselves. We had 10 turnovers. And two of them came in the last maybe 2 minutes or so. Right when Kyra came on and the ref called two that were off him. One was, but I don't know what happened. The other, it was garbage time by then. You know, what an effort. What a fantastic effort. Taking care of the ball. We smashed him on the glass by 8 rebounds. 40-32. The assists, 33 assists on 44 field goals. That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I've never seen the ball move so crisply. We were advancing it. It was moving side to side, and their defense was just shook. Honestly, as we started with Herb in the starting lineup as well, in place of Nikhil and Garrett, with Devontae coming back as well, obviously. And they just put the clamps on Beal from the whole game. He just could not get into it. He had foul trouble. He was probably the only real danger the whole game. He got 23, but had to work for it. We just absolutely blitzed him. 45% for the whole game, 41% from three, as I said, 12 of 29. And gosh, it's good when we play well. 52 rebounds to 45. Just such a good effort from the guys. 13 steals. We were in the passing lane. We were fighting over screens and interrupting what they wanted to do. They literally didn't get to do anything they wanted all night. And I've never seen the team play with such determination. Well, if I have, it has been a long time since they played that well. And I really thought that they did a good job. The attendance was actually down to 14,500. Those extra 500 people that weren't here tonight, well, they missed out. Because that was a great game. All the way through, we led, beat them in every quarter except the third, which we stopped moving the ball. That was probably our only lull, I guess, and it wasn't too bad. We still drew with them with 23 points, but that was our lowest scoring quarter. Otherwise, we scored 36, 36, 23, and then 32 in the last quarter. Just a fantastic effort. Nearly 130 points. Haven't seen that all year. Well done, guys. It's just fantastic. And all credit to the guys digging in. And Brandon Ingram fighting out of his slump. 26 points in 31 minutes. 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 9 of 15 shooting. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. No turnovers, plus 21 on the night. The bloke was unbelievable. He smoked them. He always goes against Kuzma and smokes him. And they had nothing. Absolutely nothing. He chopped them. And all credit to BI for shooting his way out of the slump. And, you know, whether he was carrying a little bit of that hip niggle, and perhaps he still is, he got his tonight. And after a couple of quiet games, all credit to him. You know, that's your all-star, that's your leader, and happy to have him back doing his thing. Josh Hart was fantastic as well. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 8 shooting. Hit a 3-pointer. No turnovers as well, plus 23 on the night. Him and Brandon were both over 20 in the plus minus, which you love to see. And great effort from Josh again, particularly the half-court buzzer beater. That was sick. He had a couple of good plays. There was a falling fadeaway that he hit to beat the buzzer in the end of a shot clock. And yeah, he was very, very good. Defensively, he was fantastic as well. Obviously, picking up a couple of steals. Herb Jones, 29 minutes. He had 4 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, 2 of 3 shooting, and only 1 turnover. He was great. He put the clamps on whoever he was tasked with. He did get himself into a little bit of foul trouble later in the game, but otherwise, just another all-round solid game, and he is a starting defender in this league. He is absolutely starting to earn his dues, and they're not calling him as hard. You know, he gets away with a little bit more. I think he's starting to get some respect. His name must start to resonate with being a hard defender. And I can't wait to see him get the Patrick Beverley calls and the guys that are known as those really pesky defenders where they just put the whistle away. So looking forward to that. Jonas Valanciunas, in 24 minutes, he decimated him with 21, 11 and 4 assists, 7 of 18 shooting. He missed a couple of easy ones, honestly. He'll probably say that himself. He was great, but yeah, disappointed with a couple of little ones. But otherwise, got his work done. 20 and 10, easy as it comes in 24 minutes. We got to see a lot of Billy Hernan Gomez again, and we'll get to him in a second. And Devontae Graham in 21 minutes in his return. 12 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 4 of 11 shooting, 2 of 6 from 3, and only 1 turnover. So good. All of the starters in positives. Even off the bench, there was no one that had a negative rating in this game. I love to see that. That's just unbelievable. Well done, guys. So proud of them. Nikhil off the bench, he played 23 minutes. He had 12.6 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and only 2 turnovers. He played well. He didn't overwork. He didn't over dribble. There was a couple where it looked like he was going to rush it, and instead he passed off. And then he ran around the back and hit a 3. So, you know, that's the development we want to see from Nikhil, is that he knows that he's a good player. He knows he can score the basketball. He's just got to do it in the flow of the offense. We don't need him to force it. And when he doesn't, plays games like that. So well-rounded. Just stuffed the stat sheet. Love to see it. Big Billy played 22 minutes. Another big game for him. 13 and 7, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 4 of 8 shooting. And 1 of 1 from 3. He's now 100% from 3 for the year. Really fantastic effort from Billy, and he battled and earned his minutes, earned those 22 minutes. No Jackson Hayes, still glued to the bench. And while Billy's playing like this, well, sorry, Jackson, you might end up staying there for a little while. Satoransky played 13 minutes. He did a bit. He wasn't bad. He wasn't good. But he was aggressive, and that's what we liked. He had 5 assists and 4 points, 2 rebounds and a steal. He was good, and Garrett Temple had 4 points. Kyra only played 12 minutes in this one, had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 of 5 shooting. And I was a bit confused as to why Kyra's minutes just sort of disappeared. I get they wanted to maybe play Satoransky a bit more, but he only played 13. He played a minute more than Kyra. I mean, I'm tempted to say, just play Kyra. I mean, I know Satoransky does a little bit, but Kyra has been balling out, and he's a confidence player. If you take his minutes away, well, why? He's earned them. So, disappointing to see, but, I mean, there's only so many that can go around, I guess. Maybe it's a matchup-looking thing as well. Najee and Trey Murphy and Alvarado all came in with a couple of, with 5 minutes left because the game was well and truly over. Trey Murphy had 8 points in 5 minutes. He hit 2 threes, including one with about 7 seconds to go that blew the lid off the Smoothie King Center. You'd see people going ballistic, and you love to see it. Just an all-round good game. Well done, guys. Really, really well done. So, key takeaways. One, we defended the hell out of it. Every time the ball came down the defensive end, we were forcing them to lighten the shot clock. There wasn't very many easy looks that they got, and by golly, watching them turn the ball over, just throw the ball out of bounds, it was like watching, it's like the Pelicans and the Wizards have swapped jerseys, and that we were watching the Pelicans wearing Wizards jerseys, because they were just throwing the ball out of bounds, doing silly passes, forcing things, trying to play isolation. Everyone was looking for their shot. Every time the ball was halfway down, it rimmed back out, or you got a bad bounce, and it was painful. If you're a Wizards fan, you'd be disappointed, because it was a lot of those 50-50s that the Pelicans never get. We did get, and they didn't. There was one where I think it was Garrett Temple was on the ground, dove for it, and Bertans came across, clamped it, looked like it was going to be a jump ball. He then fell over, the ball came loose, and then bounced off Bertans' foot, and they called a kick, and we got the ball back with a full shot clock. And you got to be devastated with that, because that's just unlucky. And those calls happen, and you've got to take advantage of them. When the ball is bouncing your way, you need to make sure that you put the thing in the hole. And that's what we did. It was really, really impressive, and happy for the guys. You know, you keep Bill to 23 points on 11 of 20 shooting and no three-pointers with three turnovers. They only had two other guys scoring in double digits. Three other guys. And none of them were very high, like 11 points or something. Really, really good result. You know, that takes us to 4-16 on the season. 4-16 on the season. You love to see it. But clawing it back is not long before Zion comes back, and we'll talk about that update shortly. Now, key takeaways from the game. Number two. Yeah, I was digressing, wasn't I? Number two. Guys are playing with confidence. And when we play with confidence, the ball moves. We don't go looking for our own shot. And Brandon Ingram was a perfect example of that. Letting the offense come to you. You have a lead guard in Devontae, and creators in Nikhil and Brandon, and even Satoransky and Kyra when they're on, and Garrett can do it a little bit, that create offense because they move the ball left and right. Josh Hart, you know, is definitely undervaluing his efforts this tonight. They're moving the ball, and when the ball moves, the players are able to then find creases in the defense. And all of a sudden, you can swing it from one side to the other, throw it straight into the post, and Jonas Valanciunas is just feasting against smaller guys. And sometimes you get a mismatch because they rotate, they miss a rotation, someone overcorrects, and all of a sudden Jonas is playing on a small forward or a point guard, and he just monsters them. And we saw that time and time again. Oh, we get an open shot, and then all of a sudden, the threes are going in. We can see that the lid's off the basket, and the confidence breeds confidence, you know. Ball goes in, keeps going. Really, really good to see. And I hope we can take this momentum into the next game in a couple of days. So, the news coming out of Pelicans camp is that Zion had his scans. He's been doing 1v1 and 3v3 full contact drills for, I don't know, I guess a couple of weeks now since the last update. This was the one to determine whether or not he gets to have full contact. As of the time of recording, haven't yet confirmed whether or not that is the case. Hopefully, it means that he is going to be. It means that he's going to be back playing 5-on-5. He can then get conditioning up. And like we said on the other podcast, I think it's going to be against Detroit on the 10th. And fingers crossed that that is the case. Obviously, we've got a big road trip coming up, big West Coast road trip, a few hard games, and then, back on the 10th of December against Detroit in the Smoothie King Center. Could be a goer, I reckon. Could be a goer. Fingers crossed. Let's see what the outcome is of these scans, and touch wood that it is healing, and that I mean, he looks up and about. You see him on the bench. He's high-fiving everyone. I love in the tunnel. He's there at the end and gets around all the boys. And, you know, you love to see it. It's all you want. So, fingers crossed, we have a full side before Christmas. We can make a bit of a run and hopefully drag ourselves to a playing spot. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but when you have a win like that, well, I'm going to dare to dream. Sue me, I tell you what. Okay, now before I wrap up, next game we have the little road trip off to Utah. We're going to take them on the 26th and 27th. Yeah, back to back, and that's both over there. And then we head to the Los Angeles Clippers. We beat the Clippers before. I don't know how easy they're going to be to beat them over there, but we're going to give it a bash. Utah, chase them off the three-point line. They got Rudy Gobert, so, you know, getting a few minutes of rest into Jonas. He's going to be battling against that big unit. So we're going to see what happens. And hopefully we can bring that momentum into those games. You know, playing them twice in 2 days gives you a benefit, because if they come out and play one way the first night, we can counter it the second night, and then they've got to adapt. So who knows? We'll see what happens. But looking forward to that game and all those two games and that road trip. And hopefully we can string some together. And fingers crossed, I wake up tomorrow and the scans have come back as fully clear and Zion's returning to the court as soon as possible. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. Pelicans win. Get keen. I'll have a chat to you in a couple of days. Have a very safe Thanksgiving, and look after one another. Be festive, be merry, but be safe most of all. So that's all from me. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Take care, and bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.